Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Mike, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, doing great.
Hey, Mike, you really want to guess how we're doing down here right now? I mean, 59-10.
Trust the process, guys. Trust the process.
What is the process?
The process is take a step back, take your lumps, embrace the suck, and it'll all work out in the end. You'll draft Dan Marino next year.
What do you think of Minkah Fitzpatrick now receiving permission to seek a trade?
Well, it tells me he was one of the guys who was livid after the week one loss to the Ravens and who, among other players, instructed their agents, get me the hell out of here. I don't want to be part of this. You know, you can't do the full season NBA tank in the NFL. It doesn't work
right,
because guys still have to go out and play.
Right. I agree.
And you know, it's and I've been an advocate for years that when you get to the end of the season, if you're out of the playoffs, let's do 3-5-11, 4-12, 3-13. Put your young players out there under the guise of seeing what they have. And if you lose, great, because we draft higher. But doing it from week one, that's never going to work. And this is the first real test of that strategy in the NFL. And I think this is going to prove to every franchise it's never going to work, because you're going to have guys who are in that locker room who know they're probably not going to be there when the process does yield results. And I think Xavien Howard is the only guy who has a guaranteed spot beyond his year. And it's going to create a lot of acrimony, a lot of frustration, and situations like this where a guy who isn't even eligible for a new contract for another season and 15 games,
right,
wanting out of Miami and getting permission to seek a trade.
I guess the other part of this is, do you think the whole organization from owner down was in on this, or they've even taken it farther than the owner thought they would as far as stripping this thing down?
Well, I think it begins with Stephen Ross, who has, you know, not been as discreet as he should be when talking to others about what the plan is. Let's just leave it at that. When you give the directive, this is the way it's going to be. If Brian Flores wants to be there over the long haul, if Chris Greer wants to be over there over the long haul, you do what the boss wants. And, of course, Brian Flores isn't going to admit it. You know, I've made this comment several times over the past couple of weeks. It's like Fight Club. First rule of Tank Club is you don't talk about Tank Club, and you just go out and you do it. But the trade of Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills underscored the direction this thing was heading, and 59-10, yeah, it's the Ravens, right? I mean, no disrespect to the Ravens, but it's 59-10, and here come the Patriots, and, you know, it just feels like that's where this is going, and perception is reality in a situation like this, and we're going to find out quickly it just doesn't work in football.
Mike, speaking of the Patriots, Antonio Brown practicing this week, or at least out there with them. Do you expect him to play on Sunday, or do you think the NFL jumps in before that?
Well, I think that there's a way that the NFL can jump in without directly jumping in. They could nudge the Patriots to not play him. You know, last year when the Patriots picked up Josh Gordon in a trade with the Browns after week two, the Patriots didn't play him right away. You could say Antonio Brown needs time to get ready. And then it gives the NFL time to interview Brittany Taylor, the accuser in the lawsuit that was filed against Antonio Brown. And because if you put him on the commissioner exempt list now, before you've talked to her, what happens if you talk to her and you realize she's not very credible, and you wouldn't have put him on the commissioner exempt list based upon whatever story she tells when they talk to her next week? It's kind of hard to take back paid leave. Once he's on it, he's on it until the process ends. So I will not be surprised if he doesn't play and they say he's not playing because they just want to give him more time to learn the offense and get acclimated. He's been through a lot over the past couple of weeks. And how can anyone be expected to digest all this under these circumstances and be ready to go. So my guess is that's what happens.
All right, and Odell Beckham Jr. giving us plenty to talk about from where he's going to, whether or not he's going to wear his watch. But the other thing is that this is not good. I mean, he comes out and says, "Yeah, I found out from these guys I play with, Greg Williams." Now the Jets defensive coordinator told those guys to take cheap shots at me and knock me out of the game. NFL's got to take a look at this. This is not the first time around for Greg Williams, correct?
Well, no, and Greg Williams was in the middle of that bounty scandal back in 2012 with the Saints. He was suspended for the full season. I was surprised he ever got back in the NFL because on top of everything else, he submitted an affidavit to the NFL when they were trying to suspend various Saints players saying that Jonathan Vilma did indeed offer $10,000 to anyone who incapacitated Brett Favre in the NFC Championship game in 2009. So, look, this has been part of Greg Williams' coaching philosophy, and even if you can't offer a guy $500, $1,000, $10,000, whatever, you can still tell him this is what helps us win. And this is a weird disconnect for the NFL because it really is part of football to try to render your opponent unable to continue. It's always been part of football. There's a strategic advantage. The Jets aren't going to have Sam Darnold on Monday night. He's got mono. That helps the Browns. And if Le'Veon Bell can't play because of his shoulder, although it looks like he will be able to play, that helps the Browns. If the Browns defense tests that shoulder, that's code word for target the shoulder to knock him out of the game, that helps the Browns. So, you know, that is part of the game. I don't know why you would do it in a preseason game. Why would you go after Odell Beckham Jr. when he's not even on your regular season schedule? But still, that's Greg Williams. It doesn't surprise me. And my concern, you know, will the NFL do anything about it? I don't know. I've asked them. Sometimes they answer me. Sometimes they don't. But from Odell Beckham Jr.'s standpoint, why are you making this an issue 3 days before you play the Jets? Do you really think it's going to keep Greg Williams from sending guys after you, or do you think it's going to make him do it even harder? And I think that that's what it's going to do. He's going to be more determined to send guys after Odell Beckham Jr. for saying what he said, and it'll be interesting to see what Greg Williams has to say to the media when he speaks today. But, you know, it's part of the sport. I'm not saying that makes it right. It creates another layer of intrigue for a Monday Night Football game that I think is sneaky one of the great games of the weekend.
You don't think there's going to be more eyes from the NFL offices on that game looking for stuff like that?
But if it's a clean legal hit, see, that's the thing. You know, if it's a clean legal hit, then what can you do about it? And as long as it is within the rules. And see, that's the thing. The NFL would rather not anyone have these discussions because this is the kind of thing that scares mom and dad away from letting Jimmy and Johnny play football. But when you talk about within the limits of the rules, using maximum violence, physicality, and aggression to cause the other player to physically be unable to play, that gets people upset. But that's part of football. Joe, you know that. It's always been part of football.
Right. I agree. Totally. Matter of fact, we're talking about, I remember growing up watching Lynn Swann run across the middle and the ball wasn't even thrown to him, and watching one of those Raider safeties like clothesline the guy and knock him out of the game. And you're like, you didn't even throw it. I know, but he was out here. I had to intimidate him. Jeez. Yeah, so that is part of the deal. Hey, by the way.
Go back and there are plenty of games on YouTube from the 80s,
right,
70s, the 90s. Go back and watch some of those games. The level of raw brutality, it's shocking in comparison to today's game, but there's still a way to legally play the game with the intent that you're going to hit that other guy so hard he's not going to be able to continue.
Hey, I always think of this with you with that the Antonio Brown sexual assault. Can you just imagine when that hit and Roger Goodell had to deal with that? I wish I could have when he called all his troops in with him, like, oh, God, here we go again. I just haven't done well with this. Every time he's on the hot seat again a little bit on this one and how it plays out or no.
We're 5 years removed from Ray Rice, which caused the NFL to push the pendulum very strongly in the direction of essentially shoot first and ask questions later when it comes to player discipline, that he was never going to fail to discipline enough a player who did something he shouldn't have done. If he's going to be guilty of anything, it's going to be, I suspended a guy too many games. I acted too aggressively against this player because you're not going to get the public backlash if you're too aggressive in your suspensions. Now, after the ratings dropped in 2016 and then even farther in 2017, and the kerfuffle with Jerry Jones over Ezekiel Elliott, I feel like that pendulum's gone back the other way, where they are trying not to go out of their way to suspend guys who haven't been arrested, who haven't been charged. And now here we are with Antonio Brown. What do you do? How do you handle this? How do you properly navigate these waters when there hasn't been an arrest? There hasn't been a criminal charge. There may never be one. It's a tough spot for the commissioner. And they recognize the value of letting their players play. Get great players on the field. That makes the game more compelling. They did that with Tyreek Hill. They didn't find a reason to suspend him, even though if they really wanted to, they could have. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Antonio Brown. But they also got to be frustrated. This guy's hovering over the entire 100th season of the NFL. And I think it's good for business to a certain extent, but once it crosses over into this territory, it becomes bad for business.
Not good. Mike, let's go cross-country real quick. I feel like it was a recurring question between me and you for a couple weeks in preseason, but the Melvin Gordon stuff, he got terrible advice, right? Because now Eckler's out there playing well. This was the worst advice any agent could have given his guy, considering what they had as a backup and how good he played in week one.
Yeah, and he was never going to get his long-term contract. And what he ultimately has decided to do is take less money for this year and play in fewer games to reduce the potential for injury so he's healthy when he becomes a free agent. He'll show up around week six or week seven. There's a deadline that you have to get on the team by and play, or at least be on the roster for a certain number of regular season games to get credit for this year of your contract. He's already got his 4 years for free agency. He needs to finish his Chargers contract. You can't sit out the whole year and finish your contract. That's where people get this twisted up when they compare it to Le'Veon Bell. He wasn't under contract. He got to free agency through a different mechanism by sitting out the whole year. Melvin Gordon's got to show up. He will eventually, but he's given up $330,000 a week, and he's consciously doing that to limit the number of reps that he takes so he can get paid in free agency. I think it's a mistake. He's never going to get big money in free agency, and the money he's giving up now at a clip of $330,000 a week is never coming back.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's bad. Mike, real quick before we let you go, I just saw the list come out about an hour ago or 40 minutes ago of the 100-plus guys for the year 100 of the Hall of Fame and all the guys on that list. What'd you think? And any shoo-ins there and any guys you're laughing at that are on that list at this point?
I haven't really looked at the list. I mean, they put these things out during football season. We got 8 months with nothing going on.
Right,
what the hell are they doing, right? Let's do this stuff at a time when we don't have a bunch of things we want to talk about and focus on. Thursday night football, that game last night. My God, something's wrong with Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, his arm can't run, taking completely out of the play. Yeah, that's one that the coach will be – he'll be answering that one for a while for sure.
Let me tell you this. The one guy that hasn't gotten the criticism for last night should, and I don't think Troy Aikman was ever going to criticize him because of their friendship dating back to their time together in Dallas, North Turner called an abysmal game. They were in desperation mode. They were throwing the ball in the third and fourth quarter when they were still very much alive to win the game. And then they run that stupid fake Philly special at the end of the game to the short side of the field. North Turner deserves a ton of criticism for what happened last night.
I'll tell you one thing. Cam doesn't look close to the Cam that used to whip the ball around, and he was a big, strong guy, and obviously he's not healthy, right? Is that fair to say? I mean,
I don't know if it's that he's not healthy. I think they're so fearful of him getting injured again. I think that's what it is. He's healthy, and they want to keep him healthy, and they've heard the criticism for years that you can't treat this guy like he's indestructible, but that doesn't mean you abandon the opportunity to win a football game by just telling him, go up the middle. You can fall forward and score a touchdown in that spot.
At least get a yard.
That's what was amazing to me.
Fourth and inches with Cam Newton, and you're running around the edge. Yeah, that
just
doesn't make
fall
sense.
Fall down.
Right.
Take the snap and fall down, and you get the first down.
All right, Mike, thanks as always.
Thanks,
Mike. See you next week.
All right.
That's Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.